Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX Podcast.
All right, Walter, today's question is, my number one trading challenge right now is learning to play hard to get. In other words, it's kind of like dating. When I look to enter a position, I feel that I'm an easy date, aka a trading whore. What do you say to that?
Oh, this is funny. So here's the issue. It's really, and this is a common one. I had this one when I first started trading, and for good reason. My friend and I, when we first started trading Forex, we tripled our account over the first two nights. And so we made all this money. And one of the things we thought was, and it makes sense, well, if we made this much money, you know, trading two European sessions at night in California, why wouldn't we just go ahead and trade more often and get more trades in and make more money? And so it's really an issue of overtrading. So the question really is am I overtrading? So there's a couple of ways to tackle this. One is you can have a checklist, and all these things have to be set up for your trade signal, otherwise you don't take it. If you still kind of talk yourself into these trades, even when you have this black and white piece of paper in front of you that says, I've got to have these five things or these 10 things before I take the trade, the other way to do it is to have a trading partner. And this works better if you're on the higher time frames, like the daily or the weekly charts. But what you do is you basically have to get the okay from your trading partner. And this is kind of like, you know, the banks work like this too, where they have a risk manager, and the risk manager has to make sure that you're all within the parameters of your risk and that sort of thing. So that's another way to tackle it, is you can actually have someone, a trading buddy that you work with, and that trading buddy allows you to, it basically gives you the stamp of approval and says, yep, this is good, you can go. And so that's another way to do it. But again, that's not going to work if you're trading, you know, the 1 hour charts or something like that. You probably only going to be able to do that if you and your trading buddy are in the same time zone or sort of trade higher time frames like I do. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's a great point. Thanks for sharing that.
All right, we'll see you soon.
All right, talk to you later.